Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, bottoms up, bottoms up.
Really?
Not those kind of bottoms. Wine bottoms. We have wine ups today.
Plus, the Mini's back in stock. Audible goes iPad finally. And is FaceTime on the rise?
All that and take a look. It's in a book on iPad today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or from your iPad or iPhone, too. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code iPad. And by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or now an online store. Check out their new commerce solution so you can start selling stuff immediately. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code iPadToday2. And by Slingbox, which can turn your mobile device into a television. With the new Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, laptop, or tablet, anywhere there's an internet connection. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit.
Ooga chaka. Remember that?
Stuck on the ceiling. I'm stuck on the ceiling.
Yeah, I was thinking of the baby.
Oh, yeah, the dancing baby.
Yeah.
That's what started the internet, you know.
Kind of.
Yeah.
That was, like, the first meme.
Yeah. Meme one.
Meme one.
Patient zero.
Back in 1998?
We were doing the site when that came out, so it would be more like 96.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
You remember the dancing baby? It actually was a demo program that came with some 3D modeling software.
It onto Ally McBeal.
It was on Ally McBeal.
And that was weird.
Her biological clock was ticking, and she keeps hallucinating this creepy dancing baby, and then
right.
It spread via the internet.
Yeah. People.
But in those days, for something to spread via the internet meant somebody had to mail it to you.
Right.
And you had to have QuickTime installed. It's like a process.
And then you're
it's
like,
a lot easier.
Open it, and then you're like, oh,
memes
weird.
Come and go in seconds now. I mean,
you know what also comes and goes?
What does?
Wine. At least in my house.
You know, you can't cellar it.
I know. That's so hard. I've gone to wineries and bought wine, not really anything terribly expensive, but something where the guy, you know, he tells this long story about how his family's been in the business for 45 years.
We call that a sales pitch.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, sure.
And it works.
And they give you a good Zinfandel, and they're like, you know, you really want to save
this
for at least 5 years.
It's bold. You can cellar it for years. It'll taste great
in
2024.
Right. And then it's gone in a month. Because I'm just looking at it like...
Stick a straw in it,
it's
done. If
it's supposed to be really good in 5 years, it's probably pretty good now.
That's not the case, actually. A lot of times wines are horrible now, but they're going to be good.
I know.
In any event, we can help you with this problem.
Yeah, we can.
Because there are apps for all of this on the iPad.
Yeah, wine apps.
Wow.
Did you see where we were going with that? No, Leo, you and I have... Since we both like wine, and we know that at least a good amount of the folks who watch iPad Today also have an appreciation for wine.
Well, and also, we are in wine country here in Northern California.
That's
true. Sonoma County.
We're surrounded by it.
Napa County is just over the hill. So this is really, everybody, when people come and visit us, they're very often on the way to the wine. Are you on the way to the wine country? They're thinking about it.
Well, after this show.
They're going to need it. So
we have talked about wine before, but it's been quite a while. So I thought that it was due for a revisit. And the first one is actually a app that you have used in the past, Corks.
Can I show this?
Yeah. I was going to show it off, but you actually have a better cellar than I do.
I have data in it.
So that's why.
I love this app. This is a great app. So the ID of Corks, and it's spelled a little weird, CORKZ.
It looks like it's going to be a virus.
It does. Or that it comes from Korea or something strange.
A bit of an
strange.
Unfortunate name.
It is tied to Seller Tracker. So it's an app that's a service that's tied to a web service called Seller Tracker.
Yeah.
So you use Seller Tracker, and you will want to set up a free Seller Tracker account to online keep your database. In fact, that's one of the cool things. I used Corks to enter in my wine cellar, and it gives you all sorts of recommendations and information. And I had eliminated it from the iPad to make room, but when I reloaded it, I logged into my Corks account, and all the data was still there.
It's still populated. So, and Cellar Checkers, it's you need an account, but it's free.
It's free. Yeah. So on the front page, you can browse your library. You can get information about which wines in your library, in your cellar, you should drink sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your best wines based on your ratings and ratings from people like Wine Spectator. My wish list, wines by varietal. So you can also take a look at wines you've already had, tasting notes and so forth. That's my cellar. You can, if you are interested in a wine and you want to know more about Bordeaux, let's say, you can browse wines. It ties into Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare, so you can see what people are drinking near you. Now, we have a winery very close to here, Castania. So somebody's drinking a Castania Pinot near us because it's only a few miles away from us. This is a great thing if you're in an area like we are or you're going to the wine country to see what other people are drinking around you. Let me show you my wine cellar. You can scan in pictures. You can use barcodes and so forth. So these are some of the wines in my wine cellar. And I can look at a wine, and it will tell me a little bit about it. I have two bottles of this Pinot, and it says when to drink it. In fact, I should have one of these is drink now.
I should be drinking it now.
You can and by the way, these are community recommendations, so it's not something that's made up. It's actually people on the cellar community who are saying this is something that you want to drink sooner than later. You can compare it to other vintages. This is a great way to learn about wine. It's a great way to track your wine. I haven't looked at all the different cellar trackers on the iPad, but once I found Corks, I was done. It's not the most beautiful presentation. You see the bright green, and it's kind of an ugly graphic.
It's not great, but they have so much information in there. A lot of that stuff that's pulled from Wikipedia. I mean, if you just want to like read about wine terminology in different regions, that's all in there.
And it's also, and I think this is very important, very easy to enter in wines. So let's go back home and see what I should be, or to my cellar, and see what I should be drinking now. Drink soon. So it's going to actually go through my cellar and say, these wines are ready. This is something that might help you. Like this one I should have had 4 years ago. That's not so good. The Heights cellar. Yeah, that's kind of that's gathering a little dust. It's rated 92. I mean, it's a very high-quality wine from Napa, just over the hill. So I could press the drink button, and it would just
and
open
then all of a sudden
pour it
it's
into
in
my
your
mouth. No, I can't.
I wish that were true.
I can then give it my own rating, add public tasting notes that will be posted up on the website, private tasting notes that are just for me, things like who you drank it with, what happened after you drank it, things like that.
Or what didn't happen. And you're like, man, that was a special
never
going to
drink that wine again.
You're not coming over anymore. Shoot.
You can even say where you got it so that other Corks users who are also using Foursquare will know that you can actually buy this wine in a certain area. I think this is just a wonderful, for anybody who's into wine, is one of my favorite wines.
Yeah. If you're into wine and you're willing to be organized. I mean,
it didn't take me long to enter in my wines.
Yeah.
It's very quick. They have a kind of a drop down. This is probably my best bottle of wine, a 1995 Chateau Léoville. I have till 2025 to drink that one. So if you want to come over and celebrate your 21st birthday, please.
That would be super fun.
Be my guest.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I mean, it's a ways off.
You might make it into my notes. That's Corks. A weird name, CORKZ.
Yeah, but it sounds okay.
And it doesn't look great. It really actually looks pretty horrible.
It's free, though, and there's a lot of information there. And I think even if you're like, you know what, I'm not going to maintain a wine cellar. I'm not that kind of a person. I'm not really either. But there's still a lot of information in there that I think is helpful.
Perhaps you're wondering about botrytis. You know, they've got a glossary where you can look up common wine
terms.
Ooh,
it's a fungus that grows on
but
skins
that's what
of grapes.
It's, but it makes it a sweet wine. It's how you make those delicious dessert wines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's another app that... by the way, Ken and Pat in San Jose suggested Corks, so thank you for that. This is actually all of these wine apps are suggested by viewers. The next one was suggested by Dana. And this is actually a little bit less about wine itself and more about a region that I don't know much about. And that is the Long Island wine region.
Dr. Mom probably knows
she
all
probably
of this.
She probably does.
Lives in Long Island. I know there's Upper New York State has wine. But I didn't know Long Island. But, you know, this is one of the things that's interesting about wine these days. There are microclimates everywhere that you can grow wine, and apparently people are.
Well, this is kind of fun. So if you're going to be in the New York area, there is an app called Long Island Wine Country.
Wow.
And there's actually a lot going on here. I mean, this is something that you'd expect to see in Napa, for example. If I want to go shopping for some wine, here are a variety of places that, well, actually, there's only a few, that I can look for. If I want to go ahead and sort them or show them on a map, for example, that's a little bit more helpful, like what part of Long Island? I mean, you know, are we talking Brooklyn? Are we talking like way up there? And if I want to go ahead and just check out a variety of wineries that I can choose from, there are a lot. I mean, this is like Sonoma level numbers here. There are a ton of them. Now, of course, if I want to know a little bit more about Bedell Cellars, which is in Cuchogue. I don't really know anything about Long Island, so I probably said that wrong. It gives me a little bit of background information about the family and what kind of wines and what their tasting hours are, and maybe you can call ahead and, you know, get something a little special.
Jimmy Mack says he thought Long Island was iced tea country.
That too. Depends on the club. Or if you're like, okay, well, this kind of seems interesting, but I don't know the area. That would be me. I don't know where to stay. I mean, what are you supposed to stay in the Hamptons? Or what do you do? So there's a bunch of lodging suggestions as well. You know, if you're interested in something, you go ahead and, you know, maybe like add that to a trip. So I could look at photos of the Shin Estate Farms. If I like what I see, I go ahead and add that to a trip. And then I can kind of put together a trip. So this is, it's a round wine, but it's so much more about an area that you might be interested in going to.
I think that's great. And it makes me want to go to Long Island.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, this stuff looks really, really nice.
Yeah.
Services. Oh, okay, cool. Insurance. Get yourself into some trouble. Don't drink too much wine in Long Island. Get yourself into some trouble. And then, of course, I've got my trip that started here because I just added the hotel to it, the potential hotel. So I see that, you know, of my day, I'm going to do 10 days there. You know, you can sort of fill this out so that you've got a little itinerary going on. It's actually really nice. Now, you see that my iPad is in portrait mode. This is an iPhone app. It's okay by me that this is an iPhone app, just because there's a lot of information here and it's very specific. So I thought that was actually, you know, it's a little bit of a departure from the kind of wine apps that you might think. But take a trip. Go
take
to Long
a trip.
Island.
Take a trip.
Yeah. L.I., baby. Finally, blush for wine. Have you heard about this one?
I have not.
This was suggested by Chris L. I swear I haven't been drinking. I'm just running my words together. This is actually really cool. So, all right. Blush is, again, this is an iPhone app, but hey, it's a nice one, so we'll just keep it going. So let's go and resume Blush. Ask Blush. So here's where Blush says, okay, well, you're interested in a kind of wine. But you don't really know what you want. And this is me, too.
So this is a recommendation.
Exactly. It's like, I know I'm supposed to drink, you know, white with fish sometimes. But it's like, I don't really know, you know, what to pair with food. So Blush says, what are you doing? Are you eating? Is this going to be a gift for somebody? Is this kind of like a social event? Or you just want to relax? So let's say, you know, I'm saying, no, I'm eating. Okay, well, what are you eating? I mean, there's a variety of things here. Is it vegetarian? Is it sushi? Wine and sushi, okay, let's go ahead and say, yeah, I'm eating sushi. Because I usually have sake with my sushi. How often do you salt your food? Always, sometimes, never.
Oh, that's interesting. They even want to know things like that.
Well, see, with sushi, that's a never because it's so salty.
You don't salt sushi.
But maybe I should say always because sushi's always going to be salty.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's basically asking.
Now
like, is there going to be a lot of...
thinking too hard.
Is there going to be a lot of salt in your food?
Right.
How do you like your favorite food? Well, when it's sushi, I like it spicy mofo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's
spicy
your budget?
Sushi.
Let's go premium, you know? It's going to be a big night, right? So now it's saying, finding wines near you in Petaluma, California. It knows where I am because I already geolocated myself. And now it's saying, okay, well, you've got some options here. You've got a nice Chardonnay. You've got a Sauvignon Blanc. So basically they're saying with sushi, you know, you got fish. It's kind of salty. You're going to go sort of, you know, mid-price, whatever. Maybe a nice Rombauer Chardonnay from the Carneros region, which is just over the hill here from us in Petaluma.
Beautiful.
So I can go, okay, I can either save I could look up details, or I could say, well, no, I want to go get it. So where do I go? That's nearby. BevMo in Novato looks like it's the nearest place, or the Napa Valley Wine and Cigar Shop. And you've got a variety of prices. As you can see, it's a good price, $30. It's 19 miles away, though, so you know, you kind of figure out your best bet, and then you can see the stuff on a map. So this is sort of like, hey, I'm going to be eating this later. You know, you're not necessarily sitting at a restaurant. I'd like to go pick that up. Or you can, if you want more information about a wine, where'd that wine go? Here's some wine that we've got in our little Twit wine cellar. Where is it? Oh, it was closer. You can scan the barcode. We could not find that barcode in our... Wait, maybe it needs to go... Come on.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, not all wines have barcodes, but if they do, I guess that's great.
Yeah, except I can't find it. Well, shoot. Is this some sort of an interesting wine that came from somewhere weird? Well, in theory, that's supposed to work.
That's been a problem with mine, with barcoding in general.
Well, this is from Argentina, so maybe...
They don't have
barcodes. I don't know. Maybe this is something that's... not that common.
Yeah.
Maybe you need some sort of a pedestrian wine for that to work. Well, that was going to be a cool little thing. But so there is a scanning feature, or you could just find a particular kind of wine. You know, if you're interested in something, you know that you just really like, I don't know, Grenache. You can go ahead and start narrowing it down based on what you're in the mood for and how much you want to pay. That kind of thing.
Right.
And this is free. Totally
very
free.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
These are
Blush
all free. Yeah.
For wine.
Blush for wine. And again, that's an iPhone app. Works just fine on an iPad because it's mostly information. It's not crazy heavy on visuals. So it's a good time. Drink up. If you're of age,
we pulled that wine at the last minute from our cellar. And so that's probably why it didn't work.
What do you mean?
There's some wines would work, but that one we just pulled from our cellar.
Right. It was the only one in the kitchen that I could find.
I didn't even know we had an Argentinian wine in the kitchen.
Well, we do.
Let's open it up.
It's from Mendoza, obviously.
Is it a Malbec?
It is.
A Poesia.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know what that is. Somebody brought that to us. How about Vivino? Sal says, can scan the label instead of the wine. Let me download that, and we'll try that when we come back.
Vivino can scan the label?
Label
what?
Recognition.
That's
what?
Cool, too.
What? All right.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll give it a test. We couldn't scan the barcode. Maybe Vivino.
I've heard of Vivino. I didn't add it to this lineup today because it wasn't actually really suggested by any viewers. And I
Nobody
wanted to
liked
keep it viewer
it.
Suggested. Maybe you did. If you emailed me and I missed it, don't email me again and say... that I don't read email because I really try.
Our show today is brought to you by Go to My PC. Boy, if you had a wine database on your PC, that would be a way to access it.
Right.
Mostly, though, people use it for corporate email, running applications you need for work, PowerPoint presentations, things like that. It's remote access. Lets you access your Mac or Office, your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or, and I love this, from your iPad. They have a free Go to My PC app on their iPad. And if you've never seen Windows 8 running on an iPad, that's how you could do it. It's actually pretty cool. You can also use your iPhone. You could be working anywhere. Nobody wants to bring a big old computer with them these days.
Yep.
New. So that's why Go to My PC is so great. You bring your iPad with you, but you could still get any work done that you needed to from your computer, because you can log into your office computer. I want you to visit gotomypc.com right now, and you should click on the try it free button, the orange try it free button there, and you should enter in the offer code IPAD, iPad, and you will be able to use this for free for 30 days. And as I said, all the apps are free. gotomypc.com. Click the try it free button. The free trial code is iPad. We know you're going to like this, so give it a try. It's kind of cool, too, as a demo for your iPad. Look what I can do. That's my office computer. It's a way to safe surf, too, in an unsafe environment.
Mm-hmm.
So Vivino is free or $5. So I'm going to download the free version, and it is an iPhone.
Ad supported? the free version?
I don't know.
Well,
let's find out.
I just don't want you to download the free version only to find out that you can only scan a label if you pay the money.
Yeah, I know.
Because that seems like a pretty cool feature.
The free version is called Vivino Label Scanner.
Oh, okay.
So if it didn't scan,
that would be
scan labels, that'd be a bad
that
thing.
That would be a bummer.
So
it's, yeah.
It's installing right now. You want to hold up your
yes.
Hold up your bottle.
Okay, this is exciting.
Oh, my. You know, if this works,
then we will retire.
They charge for what?
For how many wines you can put in.
Oh, okay. So it's free for the first whatever number of wines. Okay.
The first taste is free.
Do I have to create an account before I can use this? Oh, boy. Let's just quickly create an account.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's create an account.
All right. I hate
call yourself, Leo Laporte.
Leo Laporte.
Leo at
leolaporte.com.
Is that?
No.
No.
You know, I recently found out that Leo.com was sold for something like $500,000. And I'm bummed.
To whom?
No, it was like $100,000. Some internet pornographer. All right, now. Okay, good. Continue. All right. What do I have to do? I have to put my name
it's
in.
It's yoga for hands.
Leo is my name.
We really haven't had anything
is my
to drink.
Game.
This is just
okay, return.
Just a fun thing
now
to
continue.
Do.
State required. Oh, because they don't
Holy
want you to
moly.
Do this if you're
First
not
born.
In. My ratings are visible to anybody. Receive wine offers.
What's your credit
Select
score?
Friends to follow. Okay, scan.
Yeah.
Finally.
All right.
All right. Yes, have my location. get close to the label. Keep the camera steady. Have good lighting.
Just
for the
do
fast,
it.
Most accurate wine matching. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Good lighting. Is
okay.
the lighting good in here?
I think so.
Snap it. Claude des Andes. Reserva. There's a picture.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I should use that.
I think so.
Whoa! Sorry, I didn't mean to shout.
That's amazing.
They did that pretty fast.
That's cool, too, because, you know, when you said, is it a Malbec? I looked at the label, and I was like,
it is a
really
Malbec.
Say.
It is a Malbec.
Probably.
It is 8,063rd of the top 27,000 wines in Argentina.
Wow.
Average price, $11. So whoever brought me that, you're a cheapskate.
Hey, that's...
That's...
But not $2 chuck. That's $11.
$11.
Big ones.
Isn't that cool?
Very.
So you know what? That worked. So
that was awesome. What was it called? Vivino?
Vivina.
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 With an A.
Or maybe it's Vivino with a O.
Oh.
And it synchronizes and you can set up an account. That is really, really cool.
That's fun.
You can see what wines people, where you can. No, I can't drink Starbucks. It says Starbucks has 98 wines.
I don't believe that.
That's an error, right? Maybe people go to Starbucks to scan their... Oh, you know what that is? Because it's free Wi-Fi. People apparently are scanning their wines at Starbucks.
What?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Hey, we're done wine tasting.
Let's go into Starbucks. Let's have a cup of coffee, sober up, and scan in our wines.
Well, okay. Stranger things have happened.
518 people scanned in Francis Ford Coppola's diamond collection at the Starbucks in Petaluma. I've learned something today.
That's not something I realized was happening.
Apparently,
at Starbucks.
That's popular.
Wow. Okay.
Central Market, Graziano's Vodka Bar. But this is the best one. The Shell gas station on Washington Street. 52 wines have been scanned there at the Shell gas station.
Well, that's just sad.
I think there are people coming back from the wine country and they're just...
Well, you know why? They're out of gas. They're going to be there for a few minutes. Scan
Let's
some wine.
Scan it in.
Where are we?
That is
We're
just,
at the gas station.
That is just weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. You know what also is weird?
I like this app. I'm keeping it. Thank you.
No one's taking it from you. You can keep it forever if you'd like.
That's the free one. And if you want more slots, you can. It's only $4.99 to pay for the pro version.
So there are quite a few more Apple iPad minis in the world.
They're being born all the time.
They're being born all the time, but it was hard to keep up with the demand, particularly in certain countries. Not only in the U.S., but Canada and Australia and some places in Europe. There have been shortages. Now, the iPad mini has caught up to demand, finally. Do you think it's probably because not only are they making so many, but demand has waned a bit?
Yeah, well, demand's always...
Yeah.
Highest when it first comes out.
Sure.
But I love the Mini. You've heard me. We've talked before about this. I'm a big fan. I'm not surprised it's doing well. I think that's a nice size.
European customers are still being quoted 1 to 3 business days for new orders, although these will likely move to in stock relatively shortly. 1 to 3 days. That's not very long at all.
No.
iPad Mini. It's a hot ticket. I have been... like I said, I've been using it when I read in bed, sort of at the end of the night, and really starting to love it. But
oh, really?
Yeah,
you're coming over.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You like the size?
Yeah, for the end of the day, I think it works out well.
Yeah.
Maybe my eyes are so tired, I don't even care if it's retina anymore either. But no, it works out. It works out well, and then it often like falls on me, and I don't even wake up because it's so light and sweet.
So you sleep with an iPad on your face like that.
You know, here's what happens, right? I fall asleep, the light's on, yeah. But then the iPad works as like a as like an eye pillow. So then I wake up, and it's like, I don't know, it seemed dark.
It's not an iPad, it's an eye pillow.
Pillow. To go along with the iWatch coming out later this year.
I don't buy it.
You don't?
No, I think they are going to make an iWatch. Oh. I'm just not going to buy it.
Oh, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Okay, why is everyone laughing? He will. He'll probably buy like 10 of them.
Of course I'll buy it. You know, but I don't want it.
You saw that Apple had filed for an official patent for this iWatch back in 2011.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that I think people like... There's actually a website called Patently Apple. I think people really pay attention to Apple's patents. But do remember, Apple has an entire building of lawyers.
Yes.
That have to do something.
They also have a variety of patents for gadgets that don't exist.
Yeah.
They may exist. Apple just, you know, they'd rather get the patent so somebody else can't do it.
That's my point. Just reading Apple's patents doesn't tell you a whole lot about what they're going to do. Maybe what they're thinking about, but not what they're going to do.
It would be kind of cool, though, if you had a little iWatch or whatever it ended up being called. And it's pairing
it
with
is.
Your iPad.
Does it have curved glass?
Well, I mean, we know that, you know, especially with some stuff that Gorilla Glass is doing.
They could.
That bendable glass is possible now.
It could.
Think about a bendable iPad.
Oh,
would
wow.
you want it?
No.
Ever?
Never.
How do you know that?
Mm.
You know, Steve Jobs always said, customers don't know what they want.
True.
So...
Well, it's a real challenge. In all seriousness, I've been a little facetious here, but it's a real challenge for these companies to think of what's next. Customers won't always tell you the truth. As Steve said, they don't always know. So a company has to come up with something. And I think both Google, Apple, and other companies are starting to say wearable computing is the next big thing. But we were talking about this yesterday on Twig. The Google Glass does not send me the idea. You don't even wear glasses. Would you want to wear glasses just so you could have a camera on your eyebrow? It doesn't seem to me like such a good thing. I'm not convinced about a watch either that necessarily the functionality of the watch would be limited, right? It's not going to be as capable as an iPhone.
Sure.
It would probably require an iPhone, I would guess.
Right.
So,
well, that was my complaint when I saw somebody wearing the Pebble watch the other day.
Yeah,
I
you
was
have to
like,
have an iPhone or an Android
That
phone.
Looks really cool.
Right.
But even the interface itself was like, I don't know. It seemed... It wasn't like the most beautiful thing. But yes, I would prefer something on my wrist to something on my face.
Right.
Something on my face is like, that's quite a commitment.
You mean
if
like
I'm wearing
a,
sunglasses, that's one thing.
You mean like a, maybe a iPad mini on your face?
Well, that's different because I'm sleeping. I don't have to see anything at all. It's the beauty of it.
It is the beauty
it
of it.
It works in so many different ways. Hey, Tom was watching last week's show, episode 130.
Tom Merritt?
No, Tom with a T-H-O-M.
Thom.
Thom. Thom was watching our show last week. And we were talking about the Apple TV and its uses and that you could even pack up your Apple TV and use it in a hotel.
Ah.
And he says, well, I'd really love it if you could expand on this because I love my Apple TV, but I've not successfully been able to use it from any hotel room, at least not yet. I've tried both Ethernet and Wi-Fi, but the issue is always using a browser to approve the conditions of the hotel network.
Using a browser. Oh, yeah, because you have to launch a browser to say,
and then
yes,
say, here's what room number.
Yeah.
So I guess there would be certain hotels where you could just never really get the Apple TV on the network because how are you going to do
you have
that
no browser.
From the Apple TV interface?
That's a very good point.
It is a good point.
So I have a solution.
So Chad has a solution, huh?
So what you can do is you can share your internet via your laptop. So you plug Ethernet into...
You make a ad hoc network.
Yeah, right. That would work.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Under sharing in system preferences if you're on a Mac.
Right. So you just probably have to have a little bit more hardware than you possibly have, Thom. I know your name.
Now you got to bring a Mac and an Apple TV.
So now you're getting into, you know, your backpack's getting a little bit heavier. But you might already have that with you and you didn't realize that you could do it.
Right.
So
right.
There's your solution, your potential solution. If that helps you, please let us know. Today in... I weird. Natalia wrote in, your show motivates me to use dumbbells. So
dumbbells,
I was like, cool. Like, are you like working out
working out
while you're watching the show
yep.
type thing?
Yep. No.
No, she's just holding the iPad on a stack of books.
That's the best use for a 10-pound weight I've ever seen.
Kind of like it as well. It looks like a smart cover, right?
Yeah.
I think.
So she's got
I think that's what it's attached to.
Some sort of cover. Looks like a... Well, I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure what it is because it doesn't look like
it's... It looks like a yoga mat.
It looks like some fancy iPad cover that we don't... Yeah, because she's got a little... You see a little something
yeah,
around the edges?
Yeah, it's attached. Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
But in any case, if you've got a cover... That's actually an old episode of the show because look how short my hair is. And you don't wear that shirt
anymore.
Look
how young I look.
You look really young. You look really great. But you look great
30,
now, too. We look like
33.
We're sitting on an airplane. Don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why did I ever cut my hair?
Yeah. You didn't ever... Did you have hair that short?
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
And you were nice enough to say, oh,
I liked
it's really
it.
Good.
I actually prefer it.
You do?
What happened? How did it get long so fast?
I just stopped cutting it.
Oh.
And brushing it.
Apparently.
It's a bohemian
it's a new look.
Thing.
It's a new look, it's, huh?
All the girls are doing it in Petaluma. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah it's the Lena Dunham look.
Yeah, well, that's a different one.
That's another look.
She's got a little...
You going to start wearing short sun suits?
Oh, dear, with the cutouts and the... Oh,
not a
no.
good look.
No. It's not.
And I love her for that.
Brave woman.
I love her
Bravery.
For that.
Bravery.
We haven't talked about that show. We'll talk about that show another time.
I'm sure.
I love it. It's better this year than it was last year.
I'm glad you agree. I love it as well. Who's
Twice
your favorite?
As good. Who's my favorite character?
Yeah, you have to have a favorite.
Oh, well, I love Lena Dunham. I love Hannah. But, okay, besides Hannah.
Hannah's the easy choice.
Because she's the star of the show, wrote the show, produces it, and directs it. Okay.
I know. She's like 24. It's annoying.
Created it. Yeah. Is like 12 years old. Who's my favorite character? Who's your favorite character?
Marnie.
Which one's Marnie?
The uptight one.
That's you. That's why.
That's not why.
She's really pretty, and she's very neurotic.
She's very uncomfortable.
So she's your favorite character?
Yeah. You know, she's Brian Williams' daughter.
Brian Williams, the baseball pitcher?
No, Brian Williams, the anchor.
That's her daughter? His daughter.
Wow. I know.
She's got that chin.
Well,
I should have known. Dad's chin.
Usually when I say Marnie, everyone goes, ugh,
yeah,
she's the
worst. The most annoying one.
I like her.
I like the crazy boyfriend with the hammer.
That would be...
I can't remember his name.
I don't remember either. It doesn't matter. We're getting off on a tangent,
aren't
we?
You're not uptight, by the way. You're not at all anything like Marnie.
I think I am...
You're like the free spirit girl who married the guy she met 3 days ago.
That's not very nice. Although there are some similarities.
Audible, she likes to travel.
Audible has come to the iPad, Leo.
Likes to travel a lot. I am so excited about this. I am so excited. Wish we had an Audible ad.
They're not actually a sponsor of the show today, but we still have to talk about it anyway because people are stoked.
Oh, everybody's stoked. So I've been using the Audible app for the iPhone on the iPad. I wished for a long time that they would make an iPad app. And when they did, I think they outdid themselves. You know, for a long time, what happened with Audible, as you know, is disclaimer. A sponsor of many of our shows. I've been a member since 2000. And one of the things about Audible is that for a long time, they had their own device, and then they would ask people who made other devices to write the software they had. They'd help them. They'd give them. And I think they finally realized this isn't going to happen. Apple's never going to make an Audible app, for instance.
Uh-huh.
Samsung's not going to make it. We got to make our own Android, iPhone, iPad, Windows, phone, Metro. So they have obviously hired developers. And it's really paid off because these Audible apps are fantastic. So this is the iPad app. You can see it looks very different from the iPhone app. Three ways to look at my library. And I don't like this very much. This is what's in the cloud. So this is my total library. And you notice the stuff that's not downloaded is ghosted, which is dumb. It's very clear that I don't have this on my device, but it's kind of hard to read. And, you know, if I click it, then it starts downloading it immediately. I don't like this interface. But on the other hand, if you've already downloaded stuff, and here's all the stuff I have in iTunes, it does have a great interface for playback. It's a nice big interface. Because Audible supports Bluetooth or direct playback, you could have this hooked up to Bluetooth speakers. You have the multiple speeds right here. It's just nice to have all this layout, right? The go back 30 seconds right here, the bookmarking feature. I can go to my existing bookmarks or I can go to chapters. In this case, for some reason, this book doesn't have chapters, which is a little strange. I can get more information about the book, share it with friends, mark it as finished, which is nice. I'm not sure if that means it's going to take it off the device. I don't think it does. And here's where I am. I can scrub through
it
very
really
easily.
Nice.
I think it's very pretty. This reminds me a little bit of their Metro version, I think influenced by that. More books. Now, remember, Audible is owned by Amazon, and remember, Amazon doesn't want to give Apple any cut or anything. So when you go more books, it's going to...
Going to take you to the site?
Well, it won't do it in the app.
Oh. Well, does it do anything?
Doesn't do anything.
Oh.
This is because Apple would take 30% of in-app purchases, and Audible doesn't want
Well, why
to
do they
do
even
that.
Have that screen? It seems
I think this is
an oversight.
A first generation.
Oh, I
you see the layout here is kind of funky on the news. This looks a little rushed. I don't care. I'm so grateful. Here's the badges because I'm just glad to have an iPad version of this, okay? I think they need some more work on it. It could be prettier. There's some things I just really don't like. I think it could be easier to use. I think they need to rethink some things. But the very fact that I can now listen to my books on my iPad in an iPad format, have all this space, is fantastic.
Well, you got the nice fancy book cover.
Yeah, you see the book cover.
You know, we've always said sort of like, well, you're just listening to books, so there's that. Does rotate, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just have it unlocked.
But you know,
and you
it's
see
like,
your
it's like
kind of the rest of your library
cover.
Behind it.
Yeah.
Reminds me a little bit of Apple's podcast app. There's a lot of kind of visual.
Well, you say that, and everyone will start getting steamed.
There's a little lot of visual.
Hates the podcast
everybody hates
app.
It. There's some visual cruft. You know, why are these formatted that way? These little cards. I don't understand.
It's a little strange.
Do you have this button, but it doesn't?
That's weird.
You know, that's my notifications.
Yeah, that never ends well.
These are the badges, but I can't get that any bigger. It feels like a first generation, and I'm sure that they're going to get better. It does sync device positions with other Audible apps. That's why you want to use the Audible app versus iTunes. You
right.
can listen to these books on iTunes, but if it doesn't catch you up. So if I listen on another device, my iPhone, it will sync my device position.
I guess if you were only listening to Audible books on your iPad, you don't care as much. But yeah, multiple devices is key.
Yeah.
Is key.
Yeah.
At least for us.
Anyway, they got the app. That's the hardest part. Now they can improve it gradually over time.
Hey, you also mentioned before the show that Plants vs. Zombies is free.
Free. Now this is the greatest.
It's usually what, like $2.99? Something like that?
I don't remember. I don't think it was really cheap. It might have been $4.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it was 99 cents. Maybe people remember. This is, in my opinion, the greatest iPad game of all. Now, everybody's played it by now, so otherwise I'd make it my app cap. I'm sure I made it my app cap many, many years ago. The idea is it's a kind of a tower defense game.
$4.99 for iPhone. Four,
yeah,
usually.
I thought it was expensive. Yeah,
$5.
So the idea of the game is that you are defending your house against an onslaught of zombies, and you do it by planting defensive plants. So there's the zombies. They're coming. I'm going to choose some plants to use. I can also use a defensive potato. I can use a pea shooter, I can use a monster, and I'm going to say, let's go. And the zombies are going to start to march, but I'm going to start to plant. First, you have to plant sunflowers so you get sun. There are other levels. There's a pool level, there's a roof level, and there's a couple of bosses.
I mean, it's been a really long time since I've even seen this game.
It is.
So it might even be worth revisiting.
It is, actually. You know, the replayability is quite good. They've added some new features that you might not have seen. Let's exit out of here and go back to the main menu. They have a Zen garden now that you can plant and have little, grow little plants in this and made some coins here. That's kind of nice. This is, to me, there's the zombie music. There's a little store where you can buy more tools. I've completed the game on every other platform. I haven't played it very much on this particular iPad. That's one thing I don't like, by the way. It doesn't remember your position from other devices, so you'll be starting from scratch on each device.
Oh, there's no sort of like game center thing where you can sync.
I wish there were.
Yeah.
I wish there were.
Well, it's free, so there's less to complain about.
Oh, actually, this was a different user. I was letting somebody else use this.
Oh.
So let me go to me, because I thought I was farther along.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's see where I am here. Anyway, a lot of fun. Probably the best, in my opinion, best iPad, iPhone game, because it's touch-centric. It was originally a desktop computing game. But
like maybe episode one of iPad Today we talked about this.
Oh, it's so old.
Yeah.
Free now. Go get it. I don't know how long it'll be free, but certainly worth getting it. It's It's kind of a classic that everybody should have in their collection.
Absolutely.
Plants versus Zombies. Budman says the reason it's free is there's a new version coming this spring.
Okay. Get
Infinity
it now.
Blade is also
get it now,
free.
Get good at it.
Now, Infinity Blade, another classic Mac app mm-hmm. that uses the touch very well.
Yes.
Remember they showed when the iPad 3 came out?
Infinity Blade 2?
Yeah, the dungeons. And apparently that's dead in the water where they kept pushing it back. Infinity Blade, still a great game, worth playing. It's a fighting game, free as well.
Well, it should be free since they said that there is another version
and
there isn't.
Yeah, I think that's kind of over.
Or there isn't yet, anyway.
Yep.
You know what there also isn't yet?
What?
A new version of my blog, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, Squarespace could probably help you with that.
Yeah.
That's the one thing Squarespace doesn't do.
What?
Give you content. That you have to be responsible
for. Well, but that's, I think that that's, they do everything else.
They do everything else.
You got to at least have an idea.
Sarah Word.
You know what? That
that's
is
how old
what
that
it
is
used
now.
To be called. I don't call it that anymore. It hasn't been called that in so long.
You took the word off Sarah
I used
word?
To think that was very clever. Very clever. But
well, it
I was
very clever.
I was a terrible blogger.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, like 2003, I think I started my
Here's
blog.
Here's why it's okay. Because Squarespace is all this time that you haven't been posting, been keeping your site up to date.
Yep.
Secure.
Yep.
Locked down. Squarespace is hosting plus the best content management system. And now, and maybe this will get you back to doing your blog, they've got commerce. You could sell little Sarah Voodoo dolls on your site.
You know what I could do?
What?
Let's think about this.
Yes.
I could print out 3D creatures.
And sell them on the site.
From your app cap last week at a marked up price.
Bingo. Mark it up significantly.
Significantly. And just be like, it's a collector's item. You
bingo,
have to pay me $600.
One of a kind.
And I'll be so rich. And I'll be able to make my car payments.
Yeah. It's... Don't get me started. Squarespace.com provides a powerful and flexible e-commerce solution. This is brand new. It works with all the existing templates, so you can have sales for physical or digital goods, too. You can have downloads, sell music, CDs, or MP3s, hardcover books, or e-books. You could sell podcasts if you wanted to. And by the way, you don't have to have a merchant account. They'll help you set one up quickly. You can accept payments right away with credit or debit cards. There's a single interface for order management, for tracking orders, providing customer email updates, printing shipping labels, adding coupons. I mean, this, of course, if Squarespace is going to do it, they're going to do it right. Squarespace Commerce is part of the business plan subscription. So now there are three different subscriptions. You can have the basic plan for $8 a month when you buy an annual plan. $16 gets you the unlimited plan,
mm-hmm.
$16 a month. And if you buy an annual plan, it's only $24. This is amazing. $24 a month when you buy an annual plan for their business account. Or you can go month to month and it's $30 a month. That is unbelievable. They do not take a cut of your sales. It's fantastic. If you have not tried Squarespace, if you want a site that not only looks great but never goes down, squarespace.com, look at that. Here's what you do. Go there, set up a site. It costs you nothing. They got 2 weeks absolutely free. You don't need a credit card or anything. See if you like how it's working. Play with the e-commerce. And then if you decide to buy, use our offer code iPad today. You'll take 10% off your first purchase on a new account. When you buy an annual plan, they'll register a domain name for you for free. Hook it up. Get that all working. You get the best price. Free domain registrations. 10% off. The offer code iPad today, too. Maybe we can get Sarah to get back to your blog. I'm the same way. You know why? Because we're always on the air, so there's no
I feel like I'm out of. It's like I guess I could reiterate things in print.
It's worth it.
But that's the nice thing about Squarespace, and that's looking through some of the templates that I have just to start from is like, oh wait, I don't have to be like, so here's what happened today.
No.
You know, it's you can
and
do
it's
that.
Secure. I have a WordPress old WordPress blog I haven't posted to over a year. I went back there. The whole thing's broken. I'm sure it's insecure because I have an updated WordPress. I shouldn't say this out loud. It's just a nightmare. Your site, even though you haven't looked at it, it's like they're always pruning and weeding and keeping
mm-hmm.
it safe.
Yeah. No, it's good to go. It's good to go. I'm excited, actually. I'm going to reinvent myself.
Do a post on your car. We don't know anything about it. You could talk about the accident, the aftermath, and then talk about your new car.
And my pretty new car.
Yeah, you love it. This is something you're passionate about, and you haven't talked about that much on the air.
I guess that's true.
This would be a good blog post.
Well, it was all very, you know.
Quick.
Yeah. It's like, pew, ah, ugh.
You are Marnie.
Shut up. Hey, we got an email from R.T. Cregan. He lives in Brooklyn, New York. He says, now that iPads seem to be everywhere, I get the impression that FaceTime is finding its way into more general use.
That's a good question.
I have friends and family members whose acquisitions of iPads have led them to decide FaceTime is better than Skype
really?
When contacting family outside the U.S. Oh. They generally say things like video quality. I'm sure ease of use is also a factor. And now that FaceTime is not just an iPhone or iPod Touch app, it's not surprising that the app might attract interest from iOS newcomers. But the people I've talked to include non-techies and Apple disinterested types. I love that term. So are my friends and family unusual, or is the massive acceptance of the iPad leading to a major boost in FaceTime use? You know, I don't use FaceTime very regularly, but one of my cousins the other night was talking about some guy that she's having a long-distance relationship with.
Is she using FaceTime?
Yeah. And she goes... But we know what's funny is she called it Skype. She's like, well, we Skype all the time. And I said, oh, okay, you know.
That's kind of a problem
on
for
what,
Apple.
On what device? And she goes, my iPad. And I said, really? Is that okay? And she goes, no, I meant, what's the one that's the Skype for iPad? I said, FaceTime? She said, yeah, FaceTime.
Wow, FaceTime. Is that interesting.
Yeah.
Skype is like Kleenex or Xerox. It's the brand name that's become the generic
name. People think
name.
Video call and they think Skype.
All video call. That's not good.
That's not necessarily true. Do you think
we don't know. This is the
RT's
problem.
RT's onto something?
Apple will never tell us.
No.
So we don't know how widespread use of FaceTime is.
But don't you
is.
Think that if it was really widespread, Apple would tout these great numbers?
They might.
You know?
They might.
How they do with, like, 1 billion apps sold in the last 20 minutes in the App Store. We see those press releases all the time.
The thing to remember is that every single person with an iPhone and an iPad has FaceTime. It just comes with a device.
Yeah.
Every single Macintosh does. So there's hundreds of millions of people who have FaceTime. We don't know how many people are using it, and I don't see people using it all the time. No, we're such a Skype shop. We use Skype for everything.
Right.
And I'll be honest, if FaceTime were available on Windows and Linux, I might say, let's use FaceTime instead. But because I can't make all of our contributors use Macs, we have to, or iPads or iPhones.
Right.
So we kind of have to have something that's cross-platform.
I love the idea that you're using FaceTime for so many family members outside the U.S., though. Because when it's
FaceTime
family...
that's weird is it's a portrait mode.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
You can rotate it.
Can you make it white? I guess you can. You can make it widescreen, yeah.
But, yeah. Well, so anyway, I'm not sure. I don't use it much. I got a call from Prager, who was, like, in Mexico a couple weeks ago. And was like,
bleh!
And then the call dropped. But that was like the last FaceTime call I've had in a while.
Did he drive his Tesla S all the way down?
It's some bachelor party,
non-stop?
You know. Men behaving badly, that kind
Seems
of thing.
Seems like there are lots of bachelor parties.
Everyone's getting married and having babies, so good for them.
Jealous
email
a little?
From Rich in Newberry, New York. A couple of New York emails this week. He says, I think this spring we're going to see an iPad mini with Retina and a new non-Retina full-size iPad. And they
what?
Will all sell four of them. What do we keep hearing, Chad?
I keep starting a game. Just ignore
it. Oh, jeez. Stop it. You're supposed to be listening to these emails.
I need to
okay,
play
now
more
listen. Listen
Neil
what he's saying.
Bourne.
He's
okay.
saying, this spring, yeah. iPad mini has Retina, but we're all get a new non-Retina full-size iPad. They will sell all four, minus the iPad 2 at four different price points. You heard it here first. Rich, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think he's right.
I don't think they'd ever go backwards
to non-Retina. I think they will go forwards.
I think he didn't say he would. He said they would sell it at four different price points, meaning we're talking about like a cheap full-size iPad.
Right.
Right? I don't see the point in that. The whole point of the full-size iPad is like, it's like the primo, you know?
Right.
iPad mini is cheaper, smaller, non-Retina.
I do hope they do a Retina. Now, the other thing, iPad mini, the other thing he said, which I don't know if I agree with, is spring. That's soon.
I
think it's September.
Yeah.
I think it's fall.
I would almost bet money on it. We're halfway through what?
Well, they could do it tomorrow. I mean, you could get an invitation in the mail saying, come to our event tomorrow.
It's February 21st.
We've got something special
this time
to show
last
you.
Year, I believe we knew that there was an announcement.
I
or
believe you're right.
Darn near.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Because it was like first week
but,
of March.
Yeah, here's where Apple threw us all off. It used to be yearly, like clockwork, and then they did one in 8 months. And then now the question is, well, are they going to do one in 6 months now? It would be 6 months. I think that's too soon. I think it's going to be this fall.
Everything's gone haywire as far as the...
Did you see?
What?
Of course you did. You what? Do TNT, Tech News Today.
I do.
The Monday through Friday daily dose of tech news at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern
it's
on the Twit Network.
Wonderful
it's a wonderful
show. We're all extremely bright and intelligent.
And no doubt you were talking about this crazy Chromebook that Google is selling.
Well, that actually happened right after the show ended.
The Pixel.
So you guys started talking about it on Windows Weekly.
It's crazy.
What's the deal with the Pixel?
And I'm going to make it so that it applies to iPad today.
Right.
I don't know.
Because people get all weirded out when they're like, stop talking about other operating systems.
Well,
we're talking about competing operating systems, I guess.
It is Google's attempt to make something really easy to use, which is what the iPad is. It's the non-computer computer. It's based on the Chrome browser, and that's it. It's an operating system that is essentially just a browser and doesn't have a whole lot of storage. And the idea of Chrome OS is that you store everything on Google Drive up in the cloud. And that's an interesting idea. They've made a couple of Chrome OS laptops. They sell pretty well at $250 to $300. This new one is $1,299. It's $1,300. And it's still, that's still for 64 gigabytes of storage. It's Wi-Fi only. Now, it is a, and here's the tie-in, it is a Retina display. It's a very high-resolution display.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine who would buy that for $1,300, except for Jeff Jarvis. But he'll buy, you know, he buys everything.
Well, he's a
trying
Google
an experiment. Well, no, what he's doing, he's trying to experiment to see if he can use a Chromebook instead of a notebook. He wants to say, can I live on Chrome OS? It's a pure experiment. And I guess if you're going to, you might as well have the best Chromebook out there. But boy.
I think it's possible. Well, it just totally depends on what you got to run on it. But I think I probably could for a while anyway.
Yeah, but you wouldn't feel happy about it.
Well,
you'd feel constrained.
That's right.
You'd do it, but you wouldn't like it.
No, but I could do it.
I think
Google's, that guy who quit the internet for a year.
It does every... Yeah, right. You
like,
could do
like
it, but
whatever.
You
I mean, you're just going to be unhappy, but okay, go ahead.
I think Google's trying to be Apple, and I think that this shows how hard it is to be Apple.
Mm.
This is just another flop, if you ask me.
Well, we'll see, I guess. $1,300 is pretty steep.
That's the base model. They have one that's $1,500.
Yeah, but I don't know. It looks nice.
And look, oh, this is interesting. It's a square screen. It's 3:2. It's not even 4:3.
What?
It's a square screen.
All right, now, they're just getting weird. What? That's not, I don't.
For that price, you could get a MacBook Air with Chrome in it, and if you decided, oh, I don't want to do anything but be in Chrome, you could.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
What do you need this Pixel for?
Now, I do think Apple's going to do getting back to our email, a Retina MacBook and a MacBook Air. I'm sure they're going to do a MacBook Air Retina.
They already
have a 13 and 15 Retina.
As soon as they have a Retina MacBook Air, that's my next computer.
Oh, I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
It'll happen in June. That's my prediction.
We'll buy it for me for the show.
Yes, we'll buy it for you for the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, I need the hardware to run the show.
Sure, and we'll celebrate it with a fine bottle of Malbec.
Wonderful. Got another email, a lot of emails this week from Zachary, who says, this is in response to us talking about Netflix indeed supporting AirPlay in the Netflix app. Says, the only issue with Netflix via AirPlay is that Netflix hasn't updated their iPad app to do HD video. They promised it was coming after the iPad 3 was announced by saying it's on our roadmap, but have not mentioned it since. Plus, depending on your ISP, the Apple TV app will now do... the Netflix app on Apple TV will now do Netflix Super HD, which, of course, is a high bit rate, 1080p.
It does?
He says you can see if your ISP is compatible by going to signup.netflix.com/SuperHD.
Oh, I want to try it. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason you have to go through your internet service provider is because... it's a lot of bandwidth.
Exactly.
And they probably don't want to transport that over the open internet. So the internet service providers are probably doing local caching to your home. So they don't have to send this massive file over the internet each time somebody wants to watch a movie.
But that's probably just one more reason why Apple's like, I mean, maybe it's not really very close on our roadmap because the Netflix app on Apple TV is just, that's where it's at.
Right.
So,
did you see yesterday... on the Sony announcement, they said the PlayStation is the number one way people watch Netflix. Isn't that interesting? I understand why not the Xbox, because you have to pay $99 for an Xbox.
Do you buy that?
It's free on the PlayStation 3.
Okay.
So one would have thought maybe Roku or Apple TV, but no, PlayStation 3 is the number one way people watch Netflix.
Interesting.
How about that?
How about it? Well, you know, now, I'm getting into...
I'm surprised.
I'm getting into a whole other thing. I was going to mention how Nielsen is going to open up... the, you know, time-shifted experience.
One is the loneliest number?
Nielsen ratings.
Oh, Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, they're going to start counting people like us who watch a lot of content on our iPads.
How are they going to do that?
They are going to...
They want us to use a special app.
Well, no, they're going to out... Well, possibly. People who have who are actually Nielsen homes,
right.
If you know
You'll
how Nielsen works...
You'll have to use a special app.
...will now have different hardware.
Because, as you know, Nielsen uses a people meter system at home on the TV and now even on the radio where they put a box. And if you're one of the people meter families that watches everything you do... you'd have to agree to be a iPad meter family, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and other stuff. All sorts of stuff.
I guess they'd watch your internet connection?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've
they
never
pay
been...
You. They pay you for that.
I've never been a Nielsen home. But people, I think I'd do it.
I think you wield immense power.
Yeah.
When we did Tech TV, it's such a small network that really two people with people meters was our ratings. And, of course, they project that to a certain number of thousands watching. But if one of those two people went to bed early, our ratings were cut in half.
Right.
Two people. That's a lot of power.
Right.
Two people. And no one knows who these families are. That's closely guarded secret, because otherwise I'd go to their house and say, could you stay up a little later and watch
another
episode?
Do you think we know
episode?
Nielsen people? Do you think there might be Nielsen people
in this office? That Chad guy is hiding something underneath that red
hair. Yeah, Chad. A book of secrets.
He looks guilty every time I see him. He looks like he's...
Well, it's because he's got that weird sort of like puppy dog thing going on. Hey, we love hearing from you. Please do continue to write us and send us videos and leave us voicemails. We love them. Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Or, of course, send us a video. If you send it, please do upload it somewhere and send us the link so that I don't have to open your attachments, because I'm not going to do it. It can be a question or comment. Anything that you've heard about on the show or some clarification. We love all of your feedback, so thanks very much. And by the way, if you are looking for anything that we talk about on the show, go to twit.tv/IPT. That's where all of our show archives live. All the links to the apps that we talk about and some of the stories that we mention. And it's just our wiki of sorts. Well, actually, literally is our
wiki. It is a wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show notes are...
No,
something that our
editors
we actually
have a wiki.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So everything's there. And of course, if you want to easily catch up on an episode or two, that's where those are as well. Look, Leo's like thumbs up last week. Yeah, boy.
Two thumbs up.
Two of them.
Or else I'm telling that joke about, you know, this guy. Like, who has two thumbs and just had a bottle of Malbec?
This guy.
This guy. Could be that. I'm doing that
I think
joke.
It's better if you say what has two thumbs, because then you're like, ooh, it's...
Especially if you do this. Who has two thumbs? You shouldn't do that.
I don't know.
Because that's kind of a giveaway.
Who does have
that's
two thumbs?
That's why that joke never works for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should watch more TV.
What do you...
Sling box?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, love it.
Yep, I know.
So you set the sling box up at...
That was just funny.
We work together It's like this. It's like
on fire. Fire.
It also says it on my clipboard.
Oh.
So Slingbox is the way you can watch your TV system on your iPad. I mean, your home theater, like your DVD, your dish, your DirecTV, your cable box, whatever you've got. Anywhere you are on the internet. You can watch it on a laptop, of course, your iPhone or your Android device, but the best way to do it is on your Slingbox app on your iPad. Oh, is it cool? You can watch and control your TV. You can actually set your DVR. You can play it back. If you record the big game, you can watch the big game later in a hotel on Wi-Fi or at a Starbucks. You've already paid the monthly fee, so you don't have to pay anything extra. You just need the Slingbox. The all-new Slingbox 500 is beautimous. It has built-in Wi-Fi, so it's much easier to set up. It's got HDMI connectivity, so the quality's stunning. Full HD 1080p over the internet. And it's just really straightforward. Great picture quality. There it is, too. It looks like a Frank Gehry building.
It kind of does.
It's a little twisty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I want you to go to Amazon or Best Buy, or Fry's, and you can pick up a Slingbox today or check it out online at slingbox.com/twit. It is truly
outrageous,
awesome.
Outrageous, truly, truly,
do
truly
I look like
outrageous.
A choo-choo engineer?
Whoa, Slingbox. The Video's contagious. You don't even know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. No, that was an after school cartoon that you weren't watching.
I was a grown up.
You were a grown up, probably so working in a business office.
It wasn't after school for me. I was out of school by then.
Yeah.
Which I did wear this hat though. That's good looking.
Yeah, no, it looks as good on you as it did in 1985.
It's an app cap.
Yeah.
That means it's time for us to highlight our top apps. I got to do two because neither one is significant, but together they add up to two into one great app.
Well, I think you can do whatever you like, so okay. It's fine with me. Hey, you know, my app cap is something
you look
that,
like.
What?
Deborah Winger in Urban Cowboy. No,
that
doesn't she? Am I right?
Something like that means I don't look like a real cowgirl. I look like a cowgirl who lives in the city.
You are all hat, no cattle.
Oh, mm-hmm. I actually like that.
Yeah.
I remember, well, never mind. That's a story.
Nah. Remember when you had cattle?
Family-friendly show, yep. Sort of.
Wow.
No.
Is that where you were going?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Did it have to do with a mechanical bull?
Doesn't matter. No.
A guy named Jose? I remember those days.
I don't know why you always have to bring up Jose. He was very nice.
He was a nice guy.
He was just living on the edge.
There she is.
Oh, look at
Deborah. Looks just like you.
She doesn't look like me, but she's adorable.
She stole Garth Brooks' hat.
Hello.
That's why.
Hello.
If you had a better hat, you'd look like her.
Well, it doesn't fit me all that well.
Frankie the Waffle in our chat room says, you look like a girl visiting a ranch. Yeah, that's protective hat wear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have your laughs.
Suburban cowgirl.
Have your laughs. App caps are serious business.
Yes, okay? They is.
This is the part of the show where Leo and I pick an app. In his case, it's going to be two today because he's off the rails because we think it's awesome. And this is an app I've sort of been sitting on for a little while for no good reason because it's Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow.
You know why
iPad
we
app.
Sat on it? Because we wanted to get LeVar Burton on the show.
We did, and I don't want to wait anymore. We could still get him on the show.
We put it off.
We did.
Because I foolishly said, I can get LeVar, because I've interviewed LeVar.
I have as well.
But I don't have his phone number.
Well.
Turns out.
You know his Twitter handle. Maybe you could DM him. Does he follow you? He doesn't follow me.
We tweeted back and forth for a while.
There you go. Just start. Do a Steve Martin with LeVar.
Yeah, I should do that. That's really how I meet all the celebrities.
Right. You just start a Twitter flirt.
Reading Rainbow.
So I've had this running for a while.
Is this
the
program you would watch when he came home from school? Is that what you were talking about?
Well,
no, this was after your time.
Well, we kind of got on the subject.
This was the great PBS reading show LeVar hosted. But I think you were grown up by the time this came out.
I wasn't grown up. I just, it was for kids.
You always have been childish. But I mean, you were past the age of using this.
Reading Rainbow, as far as I remember, was just for kids that were a little bit younger than me. But right. I mean, I'm familiar with the show. I know the song and everything. What's great about this is I've actually put together a profile just, you know, so I could demo it. But I had to say that I was age 9. Because they've got different ages. Like, you know, how old are you, Sarah?
Sure,
I make a little avatar.
Sure, yeah.
I tell the app what I'm interested in. I change my, you know, if I want to change my info, I'll just sort of show you. I say, I'm Sarah. I'm, you know, if you've got a kid who's, I don't know, let's say, you know, I'm 8. Okay.
And if you're a boy or a girl.
Okay, so I've already picked, like, ocean adventures and animals and travel and adventure. And I'm a girl, and I go ahead and say done. And what's neat about this is that there is a lot of multimedia stuff going on here. So if I go ahead and say, let's go to the Animal Kingdom. You know, I want books that are related to animals. This is really cute. It's really well done. You know, it looks like I'm looking at a
TV here. These are actual
here.
Books. They're not just for the game.
These are actual books.
Are they in the game? Do you have to download them, buy them?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's not even a game. It's like a portal for
reading.
It's like
reading. iBooks. Here's so you would buy them.
Well, some of them are free, and some of them are for subscribers only.
Cool.
But a pretty good amount. This is just in one of my categories. These are all free books. Now, I was reading Hello, Bumblebee Bat recently. I'm going to go ahead and get this book. It's already downloaded because I did this earlier.
So you pay for a subscription and you get a certain number of books a month, or?
Well, I didn't pay for anything.
Oh, this
is just, I'm just creating an account. You just get a lot of stuff for free off the bat.
Every parent should have this for their kids.
Yeah, and this is just like a cute little book.
When do you fly?
I fly before sunrise and just after dark. I don't like bright sun.
Because he's a bumblebee bat. Now, if I was a little bit older, I mean, I said I was 8, I probably am ready to read on my own, or at least get help, I can do that. If I want to do like little puzzles that are associated with the book, you know, this is like a memory game type thing, which is fun for all ages. I just got to tell you, it always feels good when you remember.
Love that. Yeah.
I finished a couple rounds of this
did
earlier.
Did you actually play it?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'm good. I'm good at this. It makes me feel good. And if I, you know, if I want to go ahead and...
Bumblebee Bat. What do you look like?
I look like Deborah Winger.
And so this is my backpack. So anytime that I download a book, I add it to my backpack, you know, like I'm going somewhere type of a thing. Now, if I want to watch some videos, like here's LeVar talking about the app.
On the tablet you hold in your hands, you are about to go on an amazing adventure in a hot air balloon.
I just watch him all day.
Flying to an ocean in the sky, you'll find magical islands.
He's telling you a little bit about the iPad app, but there are a variety of other videos as well that you can watch. Ooh, look, LeVar's in the White House. Neat. Well, we don't have to watch that. And then if I am interested in gaining stickers for reading books, so this is, you know, if you've got a kid who, or, you know, or niece or, you know, friend's kid or whatever, it's like, I mean, kids like that sort of thing. So it's rewards for reading books because reading is good. You know, that's the whole point of this app. And then if I want to go in and, you know, change my avatar and that sort of thing, I can do that as well. And again, this is kind of home base here where... You've got friends and family, you've got Animal Kingdom. This is all book-based stuff. And when you read through the books, you didn't see it because I didn't spend a whole lot of time on... Let's turn this sound off just to keep us all sane. When you read through the books, there'll be certain parts of it, you know, that sparkle. And so, you know, the little kid touches it and then the bumblebee bat goes flying off. Aww, and the kid goes, ow!
That's so great.
It's great. This is a very robust app, even if you don't end up subscribing. But hey, if you've got a kid who really takes to reading through this app, it's probably something you should consider doing. I mean, have them read as many books as possible. And many of them are age appropriate. Again, it's for younger kids. But... I had kind of a good time hanging out with it earlier as well. So this is
for ages 3 to 9. It's not for anybody older.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But so, I think actually parents would enjoy this app.
Oh, yeah. It's what we call lapware, where you'd have your kid in your lap and you'd do it together. With
exactly.
Them,
like yeah.
That. Or you could do it by yourself and just do concentration.
That too.
Many, many rounds.
Keeps you entertained. Yep. I'll tell you what. Yep.
It's an interesting story, and I'm not sure exactly what happened, because you remember that the TV show went off the air 2006, and LeVar kept saying, we're going to bring it back, we're going to bring it back, and never quite came back. And then it came back as this app, which LeVar did with, I think, the producer, Mark Wolf, of the TV show. But I don't think it's the original company. I think that he either got the rights or bought the rights and made the app. So good on you, LeVar, for keeping Reading Rainbow alive, because it changed so many kids' lives. And I think it's really, that's a nice app.
Absolutely.
And I apologize for keeping you on hold for so long, saying, I can get him.
Well, it's all right.
I'm his Twitter buddy.
Yeah, I'm so powerful.
I can get him.
I
know LeVar.
Oh, yeah.
He's my friend.
Yeah.
So I have two things. One is kind of, I showed this already, actually, I think was it Renee or Andy Iannacco from MacBreak Weekly Tuesday, who showed this to me, and I hadn't seen it before. And then I got so excited about it, and it turns out there's an Android version, so I showed it yesterday on This Week in Google. But I got to show it again. But I apologize if you've already seen this. It's called My Script Calculator. There's an iPhone, and this is the iPad version. And this is what's so mind-blowing. You're at a restaurant. And you just had a bill of $43.12, and you want to give a 20% tip, so I'm going to say plus 20%. Now watch. It actually reads my handwriting and does the calculation.
What?
Well, what? If I want to know what is the cosine of pi, I can write that. Oops. Oh, by the way, I should start a new calculation. So it was trying to add whatever I did to the existing calculation. So let's do it. Let's do it fresh. Pi. I can do, now it's going to tell me in degrees or in radians.
Gosh.
Now, let's say I wanted to know, oh, not pi. Let's cross out pi and say the cosine of 30. It will do that as well and recalculate it. So you can cross out. You can erase the page. It does a lot of trigonometry
is
and
there
special
some sort
functions.
Of key so you know what it covers?
Yeah, somewhere in here.
Somewhere in there.
There is a tutorial.
Settings page.
Yeah,
okay,
and it
cool.
will tell you. You can watch the video. There are a number of videos. There are 5 videos, and you can watch them, and it'll show you all the things it does.
Cool.
And it is really quite sophisticated. It even has things like palm rejection. If you're a lefty, it'll even be better. I was using it as a lefty without left-handed turned on. It's free. It's free.
That's
and then
so neat.
You can mail. So if you do a really elaborate calculation, it will do some algebra. It will do some solving for simple solving for variables and things like that. If you do a really elaborate one, you can tweet it. You can mail it. You can copy it, save it as a PDF and send it to somebody else. So that's, I mean, it's very sophisticated. And this is free. And frankly, you know, sure, we have calculator apps. But in some ways, it's more natural to write, you know, 12 divided by 3 and have it figure it out. Like that. It just is easier. So this is my script calculator, and it's absolutely free and just very cool. Yeah, square roots. It does a whole lot more stuff. You can see there it does some pretty sophisticated, I don't even know what the hell that is. And it
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me
log
of
10
math
plus
in
sine
college.
Of pi divided by the square root of 3.
This
I mean,
is why
crazy.
I decided being a math major was a terrible idea.
But you were a math major at first?
I've started out as one.
No kidding. I didn't know that about you.
Well, I...
You thought it would be a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
then...
But you're good at math.
Well, I was.
That's neat.
I was great at math until I got to that level. And
at,
then I was just like, you know what?
Another,
we are piling thing. Numbers on each other.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing, just to do it, and I don't want that to be my career.
Now, there is no in-app purchases. It is absolutely free, and then you say, well, why would they give that away? Well, they're promoting, they have a notes program, MyScript Notes, that is not free. I think it's $7 that allows you, but doesn't do the math, which is crazy, but it does do handwriting recognition, and actually is worth looking at. So that's what the come-on is for. Now, that was one. The other one, and because I wanted to give you a bonus one, and I was, before the show, I was thinking, I remember playing this Milton Bradley card game called Mealborn.
No.
It's a silly card game where you're racing another player, and the cards have green lights, red lights. You can give the other player a flat tire. You're trying to get to 700 miles and then 1,000 miles before they do. It's actually a great game, a fun game you could play with kids. But I think there's some strategic challenge, and it's just a lot of fun.
Meal, like eating
M-I, like 1,000 in French. M-I-L-L-E.
Oh.
It's short for 1,000 miles. B-O-U-R.
Card game. Oh, yes, I see it here.
Or actually, B-O-R-N-E-S. So I looked, and I found a number of them, but this is, I have to say, this is the one I like. It's the Tintin version. That's the French superstar. They made a movie last year that was very big. So let me go back to the quit and go back to the main.
Now, are you playing the HD version?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of versions. Now you can. This one is they're all $8 for the high quality ones. There's some free versions. There's some other companies. Tintin though is such a great character. I think it's worth getting this one. So it's Mealborn Tintin or Tintin. You can play multiplayer. And multiplayer, by the way, allows you to play on a single device against each other or via Bluetooth with other phones, which is kind of fun. But I'm going to play the single player. The truth is, it doesn't need much computer intelligence to play a game like this, so it plays pretty well. You could choose your character, and you can unlock additional characters from the great Tintin stories. So, actually, let me go back and choose a different player. I'll choose Leo. We'll start the game. And I don't need to say much more about it. If you like the game, Mealborn, which I do, I actually love it. This is a very fun way to play, and it does all the calculations for you. So, and you see,
I like how this was your bonus, and you're like,
that's
yeah,
a bonus.
I don't really have much to say about it. It just, you know.
Well, the MyScript calculator we'd shown before, so it wasn't fresh, so I thought I should have
something.
Well,
we didn't
else.
Show it on this show.
No,
and
it's so cool. You want it. I mean, everybody with an iPad should have that just
because
you say, can you do this? And it's cool.
And people go, what?
And then I like to give you a game because I want to give you something a little extra.
Mealborn Tintin.
Mealborn, the Tintin edition, although there is a non-Tintin. But why not? Same price. Get Tintin. I always hated it when people said Tintin.
Well, when you were saying it earlier, I was like, what? I don't understand.
Did you read this when you were a kid?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I don't think I did.
Oh,
I mean, I'm familiar with it now as an adult.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't.
Yeah, and Tintin, which is what we called it when I was a kid, because I read it, they were French comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And they became kind of children's books in America, but they were great. I just loved reading them. And so if you like those characters, or maybe you saw the movie, It's a lot of fun.
What about Babar the Elephant? Remember them?
Also a French
book. Those books I loved.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there must be a Babar app.
Let's look.
Well,
maybe for next week.
Yeah, that'll be something that we save for next time.
I love.
Now, so this one is $6.99.
Babar.
I called it Babar.
I call it Babar.
Babar?
But I think you're right.
Babar.
But I always said Babar. And they Asterix,
really,
there's another one.
They were
one.
So cute. Oh,
Babar is Belgian, I'm told, not French.
Oh.
Often confused for French.
Oh, well, I bet Frederic is in a...
Babar. I think it's
Let
Babar.
Us have it.
But I say
Babar.
Barbar.
I say Babar.
Babar.
Well, doesn't matter.
Tintin is Belgian.
Really?
Well, who's Babar? Babar is French. Tintin's Belgian.
Oh, okay.
Frederic's gone, right? Because we actually have a... So, which is it? Which is Belgian? Is Tintin... And
Tintin's
you pronounce
Belgian.
It? Tintin.
Tintin.
And that's Belgian. And Babar is French. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She's like, I'm from Belgium.
I'm from Belgium. Well, how would I know
She's like,
that?
Well, I don't... You know, what, am I study French culture? They're adjacent
they're
to us.
In French, but they're not French.
Right.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
It's like, we're in English, but we're not English.
Right. French fries. What's that mean?
I call them Liberty fries.
Yeah. Hate our freedom.
Yeah.
Hey, so that does it for this episode of iPad Today. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Milbourne is French.
Milbourne is French. Correct. That's right. Thanks for watching, everyone. This was a weird show. But
no,
a fun
it was great.
One. It was weird
Deborah,
in a good way.
Deborah Winger.
That's me.
Go ride a horse.
Let's go ride a horse up to the
highest
winery. Thanks for watching. Remember, wait, no, stop. You totally did it too early. We're live on Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.-ish, except today it's 2:38. Live on Thursdays. Please watch us live or watch us on demand as long as you watch or listen.
Open that bottle of wine.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time
on iPad Today.
Oh.